While there's mud being slung against both candidates by outside interest groups with anonymous donors, Burnett County Circuit Judge Michael Gableman paid for this ad with his own campaign fund. It highlights the case of child molester Reuben Lee Mitchell, whom Butler represented as a public defender 24 years ago, and it implies incorrectly that Butler got the man released. Gableman says Butler's professional history is fair game.
The ad is meant to illustrate the differences in our backgrounds. I think the differing backgrounds, that of a prosecutor and that of a criminal defense attorney, provide one with very different experiences and very different insights into the legal system, including the judiciary.
The ad also juxtaposes a photograph of Mitchell with video of Butler. Both are African Americans and both wear glasses. During an interview on Wisconsin Public Radio's Ideas Network, Butler called it a Willie Horton ad, referencing an ad from the 1988 presidential campaign that many critics said had racial overtones. Butler also said the ad seemed to suggest that the state should move to a system of justice where everyone is presumed guilty until proven innocent.
I don't think that members of the judiciary are supposed to take sides in cases, and I don't think they should demean the integrity of attorneys who are doing their job.
Butler says he thinks the ad says something about the integrity of Gableman. The Supreme Court election is roughly a week and a half away. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.